Hi, Gene.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm deliriously happy.
Getting excited for Tucson to do your show on the 4th of July?
I'm excited every day because I live in America.
Yeah.
Yeah, we forget that, by the way. And I wasn't born here. And sometimes it takes immigrants, legal ones, that is, to take a look at America and go, wow, look at all this stuff. Because you wake up every day and you can literally flip off anybody in another country. If you flipped off people in power, you'd wind up in a can of dog food.
Yeah, we are very lucky here, that's for sure.
And so the idea of 4th of July, maybe it's a good idea for every day to be 4th of July. How about this? Celebrate America and have lots of fireworks. Boy,
yes.
If that doesn't say kiss, I don't know what does.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Now, I hear that you're having a veteran work as your roadie. Now, at every show, you're having a different veteran across the nation work with you guys.
Well, every once in a while, the United States government gets it right. And this time, they did. It doesn't happen often, but the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and KISS have teamed up to give back.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing is we're hiring vets. Those who voluntarily served, give us our way of life. Sometimes they don't come back, tragically. So the least we can do is to put them to work. They're not looking for parades. They're not looking for accolades or anything like that. Maybe the only thing they're looking for is, can I please have a job? Which, by the way, shamefully, is not an amendment in the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
And that, as far as I'm concerned, should be amendment number one on our priority for Congress to add. If you serve and you volunteer especially, why aren't you at least guaranteed a job?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we're doing. And every single stop in our tour, we're going to make sure that vets get a chance to help our roadies set up the greatest show on earth.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about the vet from Tucson that you guys have chosen.
I'm not allowed to actually go on before the fact because it's not self-aggrandizement. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to go and sort of glorify somebody and make it look like a press angle, if you see what I mean.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But the proud vet is going to step up and speak for himself. We don't, you know, we're trying not to use anybody's name or likeness to make ourselves look how good we are. I mean, it's so embarrassing when I see celebrities taking photos of checks they give to charity and they pose with kind of a big blow up and I'm going, really?
Yeah.
I mean, if you're going to give money or step up and do philanthropy, I think it should be less about you and more just about shut up and do some good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're trying to do.
At the show in Tucson, are you guys doing something out of the normal from most of your shows? What are you doing special at this show?
Well, we're bringing the entire Gargantua stage set. But I want to say for the record, I'm trying to mark my words. The Guinness Book of Records is going to be there because something, the largest on earth, is going to be unfurled,
a
big word like gymnasium, right there in Tucson. And our vets are going to be a part of it, and I'm not going to say exactly what it is because we want all our vets and all our proud men and women in uniform, it's about them. So the largest on earth of its kind will be unfurled July 4th.
Are you going to be filming this event? I know you do a lot of KISS Alive albums. Will this be a KISS Alive album?
It's not going to be a live record, but there's certainly going to be cameras and everything. All the news shows, Today Show is going to be there, Entertainment Tonight, Extra, all those people, because they want to be there for the event. And of course, us.
This is huge for Tucson.
We're not shy about saying how great we are.
What do you think about the commemorative chips that Casino del Sol will be giving out to people that buy the KISS Room package? I mean, those are pretty nice.
It's the best because it shows something about the casino and about our philosophy. See, when I was growing up, I used to buy Cracker Jacks boxes.
Uh-huh.
And for those of you that don't know what they are, they used to be, you know, caramel-covered popcorn and peanuts and candy, stuff like that in a box.
Mm-hmm.
Cracker Jacks boxes. But I don't know about anybody else, but I got the boxes. Yeah, the peanuts and the popcorn were fine, but you always got a prize inside. You never knew what it was, and I love that about that. And I think the Happy Meals at McDonald's was also about that.
Mm-hmm.
The kids came in, you got your burger and thing, and you get a little extra, a prize. And so we always try to give people bang for the buck and always make sure they get a little extra something. And your wonderful casino believes in the same philosophy. Hey, why not give them commemorative stuff?
Yeah.
Because it's a special event. July 4th, KISS, come on.
Yeah, and Mini KISS will be out there too, supporting you guys.
They're going to be, I believe, the day after or at the casino.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to see this to believe it. It's hilarious.
So you've seen them a few times before.
Oh, yeah. In fact, the Mini KISS guys, you know, there are lots of little people, tribute bands of us.
For the longest time, I've tried to dress up like you for Halloween in years prior.
Me too.
In the past, I can't nail the makeup. Do you do your own makeup and have you all of your life?
Yeah, we always have. It's been 42 years on. From day one until today, we never had really training. We just did what we felt. And maybe that's what it's all about, somehow connecting with the inner self and so on. So here we are today, proudly standing as America's number one gold record award-winning group of all time, which is a bizarre thing to say because we never played the singles game.
Okay, a while back you said rock is dead, but rock seems to be living so hard right now. We have you guys coming to town. Everyone's pumped about it.
Let me be clear about that.
Mm-hmm.
From 1958 until 1988, you had Elvis Presley, the Beatles, Jimi Hendrix, the Stones, and you can name hundreds and hundreds of classic, stand-the-test-of-time bands.
Yeah.
You can even go to disco and Madonna, and you can go to Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5, and U2 and Metallica and AC/DC and so on. But from 1988 until today, who's the new Beatles?
Yeah. That's a hard one for sure. You're absolutely right.
I don't think you can name five.
A lot of these bands really don't have the staying power as
No. The
Kiss, the Hendrix, you know, everything else from the past.
No, and that's because downloading and file sharing became normal.
Yeah. I know that your son is pursuing a music career as well. So what do you tell him to inspire him to keep rock alive?
That's a thing that everybody, every new band faces is
Yeah. You
record great music because there is talent out there. And Nick and Soph both are recording. But how the heck do you get people to pay for it?
Yeah.
People are downloading and file sharing for free or they'll steal it. So for new bands, more and more are giving away their stuff for free on the internet. So they have to continue to live in their mother's basement and have to continue to have a day job. And they can't devote their time to their craft. And
Yeah. That's
perhaps the saddest thing.
That is.
The chance that we had when we first started, which is a record company that supported you and, you know, paid for you so you can quit your day job and concentrate on your music and touring. New bands today can't do that. And that's the tragedy.
Kiss will never die. It'll live on forever, which I know that will be true. Have you ever thought to yourself, if I decide to retire, if Paul and I want to retire, maybe we'll have our kids continue our legacy?
I don't think our kids, they have their own vision about what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
But there isn't any reason why we can't find four deserving young people who, you know, are willing to get up there and proudly wear the crown.
Oh, yeah.
Because it ain't easy doing what we do. Remember, as much as I admire and adore Bono and Jagger, if they tried to spit fire and wear 50 pounds of armor for 2 hours, they'd pass out.
Yeah.
Kiss is the hardest working band in show business, period. And what we do isn't easy.
How are you going to handle that with the heat out here? I mean, it's been in the hundreds in Tucson.
You
do you have you're going to bring out the flames and everything like the normal
show.
Wow.
And that's going to raise the temperature on stage another 20 degrees. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
I mean, we expect to be on stage at 120 degree temperatures. Yep.
How do you prepare your body for something like that? Do you guys work out every day?
I just came back from a hike with my beloved, and today it was, 3 or 4 miles, and yesterday was probably 5 miles.
That's good prep right there. I know a lot of our listeners loved your reality TV show. People are asking for it to come back. Do you think you'll be doing TV in the near future again?
You know, it would be great, but everything takes time.
Yeah.
You can't really be on tour and do all the other stuff we do and do the reality show at the same time. So we did a season of LA Kiss, the football reality show based on our football team.
Mm-hmm.
Sophie and Shannon did a season of their own show.
Mm-hmm.
We did 167 episodes of our family show. And Nick is closing in on his show. You know, we also have Rockin' Brews,
Yep. Our
restaurant chain,
Yeah. LA
Kiss, our football team, and we have the Kiss golf course at the Rio Hotel and the Kiss cruises and the Kiss limo service. You know, they're just, and I have a film company. There's just enough hours in the day to squeak by. And it's tough to even think about putting out a new album because everything takes time.
Yeah, I don't know how you do it. So you must be up at 4 a.m. and have a full day to like 11 p.m. then.
This morning we got up at 6 a.m. and yesterday as well.
Uh-huh.
We got into our tracksuits and went hiking and running.
This is a pretty big tour you're coming on and you're going to be starting it out here. Are you planning on recording any of the shows along the way to possibly release a live DVD for us?
You know, that's a good question. We record everything.
Yeah.
So anything's possible. So far, no plans. When we played Las Vegas, we recorded this last year, we recorded those shows, and that came out as a motion picture that played in theaters around the world.
Yeah.
But only for one day. And I think that came out March 25th, something like that.
And now it's coming out August 26th, I think it was, to DVD and Blu-ray, Kiss Rocks Vegas.
Right.
Yeah, so
right,
we're pretty pumped about that as well.
Me too.
Yeah, yeah. So,
as my mother says, every day above ground is a good day.
So is there anything that you want to see when you come to Tucson?
I've been going to Tucson before you were born.
So you love it here.
Of course I do.
What's your favorite thing to see or go to when you're in town?
You know, everybody talks about the city, but the Tucson vistas are unmatched anywhere. Shannon, my beloved, goes to a, I don't want to name the place because they'll get a free ride. It's a ranch way out there. People go there to get healthy and climb the hills and stuff like that. And dawn or dusk with that natural setting, the Tucson setting, that's unmatched anywhere.
Oh, yeah. And with all those activities at that particular ranch, I have a feeling I know exactly where it is. So,
I'm sure you do.
It makes it that much better. But
yeah, you get healthy and you climb up in God's country and take a deep breath and not worry about buildings around you clogging the view.
So are you a big golf fan by chance? Because there's a nice golf course at Casino del Sol.
And of course, we also have our KISS golf course at the Rio Hotel in Las Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, the biggest, our blessing is our curse, which is that we have such a good time, but every day is jam-packed. We literally land someplace, interviews like this happen, and then TV and stuff, and then we have to go and christen a new rock and brew someplace. But days are full, and I wish I had the time to, even on a day off, I'm busy up to my neck keeping track of everything. It's like you meet a guy and he says, what do you, you know, and you ask him, what do you do? He goes, oh, I twirl dishes. That's it? Yeah, but he's got 10 dishes. He's got to keep running back and forth to twirl, if you follow me.
Yeah.
As one is winding down, he's busy all the time making sure all those dishes are twirling.
And with that busyness, recently Ace Frehley wanted you to work on one of his songs for his new album, but he said you were too busy. But
he did
work with Paul on a song, and he mentioned that he's opened the line of communication with you and Paul again, and he would never count it out that there could be a possible reunion. You never know. So you,
there's no reason for that because we already did that. And, Tommy and Eric, you know, have just given the band new blood, and they've been in the band longer than most bands survive. Tommy and Eric have been with us for 20 of our 42 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a long time. That's for sure.
And so imagine, do you have a boyfriend or a husband now?
Mm-hmm.
So imagine your first boyfriend shows up and says, okay, I'm ready to come back.
Yeah. Well, you know, it has happened actually a few times. I've said no. But, you know,
you
I don't know.
And you say what? You say what?
I say no. But, you know, if I get weak, you never know. If I could change my mind at any moment.
Okay, I have no comment. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just entered into couples news. No.
No, but yeah, no, that makes sense. I definitely understand that. Now, I do need your music expertise on something. A big court case happened yesterday. It could have made music history had it not gone in favor of Zeppelin, the Zeppelin copyright plagiarism suit. Did you think there was even a case to begin with?
No, there wasn't a case, but the problem with these cases is anybody can sue anybody, and the biggest problem is the juries that decide these things aren't qualified to decide anything. They don't play musical instruments, they don't write songs, so therefore they're not qualified to say if it's a ripoff or not. And that's the biggest problem. And this, Farrell song that's supposed to have sounded like Marvin Gaye.
Yeah, oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, it didn't. But they lost their shirts. They had to pay millions of dollars. That's because the jury are tone deaf.
And this time,
if you don't play a musical instrument and you don't know how musical notations work, there are only 8 notes in all of music. 8. Mm-hmm. And everything is a variation of that.
Yeah.
So when a jury decides something, I'm going, oh boy, can't wait to hear. Because, you know, you'll have music professionals saying, okay, I'm going to play you the 2 versions, one and then the other, on either piano or keyboard. You'll see how different they are. The jury won't hear it.
Yeah.
They're reacting to arrangement.
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people thought the jury would go in favor of Randy California in this case because of the Marvin Gaye outcome.
Thank goodness they didn't.
It would have changed a few things, you know, and then all these other cases may have come out of the woodworks, you know.
Yes, it would have.
Yeah.
I would rather the courts concentrate on all the music that's stolen for free online.
Yeah. They should. Do you think that'll ever come to pass?
Bono, McCartney, you know, all the biggies are trying to get Congress to force YouTube to start paying fees because right now it's free.
Mm-hmm.
What about the artists that create the stuff? Aren't they supposed to get paid?
Yeah, they should.
Because the people that work at YouTube actually get paid. They come into work, they have salaries, stuff, they drive their cars and stuff, and YouTube pays them. But the people that create the stuff that goes on YouTube don't get paid. Huh?
Tell us anything else you'd like to add about the show coming up.
We've been around 42 years,
yeah.
And we rest on our laurels. We always come up on stage and treat it like it's the only concert we will ever do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Santa Claus turns out to be smoke and mirrors. There is no Santa Claus, but you can bet your bottom dollar there is a kiss. And the legend is true. We will shake the heavens. That's our job. Somebody's got to do it.
And we will be there watching, and I cannot wait.
Me too.
Thank you, Gene. We'll see you on the 4th of July at AVA.